Manager's Log, Friday, March 31st, 2017. I attended the meeting that was called the Coalition Meeting. They had the summary of the first meeting held over at the elementary school. According to the sign-in form, there was 43 people attending, plus a few children. They had four topics that they broke into small groups to discuss. One was education/prevention, another court/police, health prevention/intervention, and family support. At the beginning of the meeting, it was noted that this is a community issue. This is something that the community needs to deal with. And it may take a long time for us to see any headway on this, because it's a big issue. We're talking about people's lives, people's understandings, and people's quality of life, actually. Although that was not stated as such. So there was a brief introduction. Questions were answered before they broke into small groups. And then the people were allowed to sit in those small groups and discuss whatever they wanted to discuss related to those topics for about 40 minutes, reconvened in a larger group, and each group presented the top 10 issues, but that was the purpose. The idea was to come up with the top 10 issues, but I've heard far more than 10 from just about every group, because everything that everybody said was important. The next meeting is going to be on April the 27th. That would be on the last Thursday of April. Again, it's going to be at the fire hall, 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. It took 2 hours. So, just a little bit over 2 hours. And that was fine, because it was some important discussions, and I was pleased to see that someone had put in there, in the topic of health prevention and intervention, holistic approach. So, some interesting comments came out of that. We'll try to break these comments down into parts. Then they're talking about making more presentations and putting up a community area where people can talk with one of the people who attend it, and people who want to attend who could find out more information about what is happening, and give reports to the community through social media. We'll do what we can to also reflect some of the comments that were made there too. So, as always, I thank you for listening.